This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The man selected to be Keokuk's next city administrator says he's looking forward to the opportunity to help the city grow and succeed. The city council chose Cole O'Donnell from a field of 27. He will replace Aaron Burnett, who is leaving next week for the same job in Mason City, Iowa. O'Donnell says he's worked in city administration for nearly 25 years with stops in East Moline, Illinois, Algona, Iowa, and most recently Dixon, Illinois. He says he was interested in government growing up, eventually deciding that was the right path in life for him.
I was in college and took an introductory course to public administration, and I looked at it and said, well, this is a way to be in government without having to worry about getting reelected.
What drew you to the Keokuk job?
Well, I think that the opportunity to once again be back in my home state was a big draw. The other thing is that there's a lot of challenges, but also a lot of opportunities in Keokuk, and I'm always looking for things to challenge, new experiences, and I think Keokuk will offer that. And with all the community pride and spirit that I saw during my interview process, I think that there's a lot of things that can get done and a lot of opportunities that can be taken advantage of.
And that's one of the things, when you're in the interviews, when you're talking to the people, it's kind of that two-way thing. What did you gather about the city, about the people in it, while you were doing the interview?
Well, there's people that care a lot about their community, that are passionate. That is good, because then as we try to find ways to make things happen, the government can't always do it because of budgetary constraints or other things. And if there's a lot of community spirit, a lot of community pride, and a lot of volunteers, then there's ways to get things done without having to rely upon the city for everything.
What did you try to emphasize about yourself during the interview process? What did you really want the people involved to know about you?
That I'm a hard worker and that I'm enthusiastic, that my goal for every community that I've ever served has always been to leave the place better than when I arrived. I think that I've done that in every community, and I hope to do that for Keokuk.
What was the reaction when you were contacted and said that the city council wanted you?
I was pleased. I don't say it was a surprise, because I'm confident in my skills, but there were four other very qualified candidates. So to get the notice that I was the one that was selected was pleasing.
Now that the agreement has been reached, the city has said that they're targeting July 9th as your start date. What goes on between now and then? We're less than a month away. What goes on between then?
Well, what I'll probably do is schedule at least one, if not two, visits to the community, get to know some of the personnel at City Hall and in the city organization prior to my start date. Certainly I'm going to sit down with Aaron and talk with him about some of the priorities and some of the things that he's working on, some of the things that I'm going to need to know right away when I get there.
What's your management style? What's the approach that you take when you're in a position like this?
Well, I like to be hands-off in that I expect that the people working with me know their job, know what they need to do, know how to get it done, and know when to seek advice from me, just as I know when to seek advice from them. I've always told people that I know enough about running a sewer plant or police work or something like that to be dangerous. So I like to have my department heads and the other people that I work with knowing what they're doing so that I can always rely upon them. And I never look at anything that goes on in the city as my accomplishment. It's always our accomplishment. And it's a team effort. And that's what I want out of the team in Keokuk.
You obviously mentioned you've been doing this for more than 20 years. When people start to hear the name, one of the things, though, they're going to Google your name to find out who you are. And one of the first things you see is your job when you were terminated in Dixon. What should people know about that when they see that, they decide to Google and find out about you and they run into articles about that? What do you want people to know about that?
Well, there's a lot more to it than what's in the media, and that I can't say a whole lot publicly because of the severance agreement, other than there was some personality conflict, and that certainly I could have done some things better, but I think all it would have done was prolong my tenure, and that eventually, one way or the other, either voluntarily or involuntarily, I wouldn't be with the city of Dixon.
What did you learn from that experience?
Well, I learned a lot of things. It was humbling, and it's something I don't ever want to experience again. So certainly As I look back on things that I could have done differently, I'll make sure that I'm doing those things from this point forward.
You talk to the people that they're directly involved in the interviews. How do you get the community of Keokuk to buy into to what you bring and what you hope to do for the city?
Well, I think what it is to listen to the community leaders, listen to the public, find ways to communicate back and forth and understand that different people have different priorities and try to address as many of those priorities as possible so that everybody feels like there's an inclusion.
That's Cole O'Donnell, who has agreed to become Keokuk's next city administrator. His contract still requires city council approval. The city says the details of the agreement will be released as soon as possible. O'Donnell is expected to start in Keokuk next month. He says he will get involved in civic groups and community organizations so he can meet and interact with residents. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-States Public Radio News.